Hey, hey, happy day, the Trumpster. Another day, another win, kinda, but another day they're after him again and again, and they're gonna keep on coming after him until November. Even then, if he wins, I'm hopeful if he wins, they're still coming after him. But New York, the world is upside down, politics, etc. I mean, look what's happened. Almost $500 million judgment was put against him by the state. There's no victim. Typically, of course, when money goes into the court, it's dispersed out to the victim. Here, it goes to the state. They're not a victim. There is no victim. The banks, they came to the court thingamadoo and said, we want to lend him more money. They called him a whale. He's a whale of a customer, of a client. We like to lend him money because we do so well in return. There is no victim, right? I mean, how do you do this? I mean, it just goes on and on. There's no real financial victim. How on earth did the court arrive at that amount? Oh, I know. That lady there, what's her name? The attorney general, the crazy person. She said that's how much he made because he lied. Everybody tells stories about their values, up to the lenders, up to the banks to come in and confirm that. Before they advance money, they look at it and say, hey, what you just said isn't right. We have an appraisal here. This is this amount. I don't believe there's any fraud. I don't think so for a minute. For a New York minute, hey, don't you know? I mean, with the interest, which is $110 million, how do you get interest on a judgment like that from the time it was entered? It's $112,000 a day, each and every day. I mean, the interest and the principal is so large, nobody could provide a bond. So Monday was day-day, and Trump had to come up with the money. And the good news is a judge reduced it, appeal court judge reduced it down to $175 million. That's good. $175 million is a lot better than $500 million or close to it. But the judge should have reduced it to zero. I mean, hey, Trumpster, don't give up, huh? I guess obviously you won't because you're a fighter, and that's a good thing. You're in the news all the time, and these left-wing wackos, I hope they leave you alone. When Trump was president, he was constantly pointing out the stock market hit a new record today, and it's all because of me. And he did this a lot, right? And Democrats, they attacked that. Every time he said it, they attacked it and said it's not possible, it's not being done. But now the market is going up again. And the president, of course, is Biden, and he's saying, it's because of me and my policies. Hypocritical, do you think? I mean, I think it's about Trump. People believe and hope that Trump will be president in November, and the market's reacting to that. That's typical. That is how the markets do act and react and all that kind of stuff. Now, Trump, you know what? He's an interesting guy. He causes a lot of havoc, but he brings the worst out in people, and they, in turn, are the ones that are maybe causing the real havoc. Lots of different ways to look at it. I mean, Trump, he's focused relentlessly on this illegal immigration business is going on. And he's saying that at a minimum, there's 10 million people. I think it's more like 20 or even 30 million, but whatever that number is, it's kind of a centerpiece now of his campaign. And he promises to launch the largest domestic campaign in American history to deport people. And people on the left are saying, how dare you do that? You know, if you win in November, can he do that? That's the first question they should ask. And from a legal perspective or standpoint, the answer is yes, he can. He can do the Insurrection Act thing, and he can declare the National Guard, go in and pick them all up, put them in a camp in Texas, and then we'll send them back to where they came from. We'll send them across the border, and that's Mexico's problem. You know, in California, they're left-wing whacks there. They're saying, hey, you can't do that. We have about 2 million of these people. We need them. The human impact of uprooting most or all of our residents is gigantic. Many undocumented migrants are members of legal residents and U.S. citizens, including children, and many are deeply rooted in their communities. What the heck does that mean? So what? You're a criminal, right? If a criminal's been living in a house in Cincinnati for 30 years and he's a criminal, he committed a crime, police should pick him up. It's called a cold case, right? You pick him up and you put him in jail. Here, they're not doing the jail thing. They're just getting rid of him. I take particular interest in this because I'm a Canadian citizen and I got my immigration, my green card, as it's called, a permanent residency card. And it took me 3 years. 3 years. Probably cost me $40,000. I had to have medical. I had to tell them where I lived all my life. So many other things. I mean, it's intimidating. I had to go through it. And then every day I look at the news and there's people just walking across. They're getting benefits. They're getting money in California. They're buying houses for them. And you know what? Trump isn't saying that these are terrible people and they're not allowed back. What he's saying is they did a terrible thing. They have to go. Come back if you wish, but fill out the forms. What is wrong with that? Nothing is wrong with that. Republicans, you got Trump. Good going. I mean, you need Trump. Who else in the world can do what he's doing? I hear all the time, America, is that the best you can do? Biden and Trump? Yeah, I mean, Biden, I guess not. But Trump, he is the best. Because who else is going to work 18 to 19 hours a day with all these distractions and do what he's doing? I don't know that anybody could. He can afford it. He's got the energy. He's a patriot. Oh, he's annoying sometimes. I get it. But he's going to clean things up because the Democrats have made a mess. So I think the Republicans are okay. The Democrats, hey, if you have memory loss, you stumble around, you have very, very rich family members, and, you know, you lie a lot, well, then maybe you're good material for the Democratic Party next time around. Hey, you should all apply. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.